is likely to impact the NHS. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister's been to visit flood-hit communities as around 200 warnings remain in place. These people at a caravan park in Lincolnshire are swamped with floodwater.
It isn't the place to be, but when you've put so much time and effort and everything into it, it's hard to leave.
It's like a creeping death, you know, you're just waiting for it to consume your caravan.
Two people have died after their car got submerged in water following a collision in Lincolnshire. A boy and a man were in the vehicle when it came off the road in Tetney Lock yesterday. The Prime Minister's called the Post Office Horizon scandal an appalling miscarriage of justice as the government looks to exonerate former staff. Hundreds of managers were convicted of stealing money because of faulty software. Rishi Sunak insists Downing Street's doing what it can to help those affected.
The Justice Secretary is also looking at other options for how we can provide support for people. I can't preempt those findings, but we're keen to do everything we can because this was absolutely appalling. It should never have happened. We don't want it to happen again. And that's why we're working very hard to make it right.
A man's been charged after 400 cannabis plants were seized in County Down. Officers found the drugs with an estimated value of £200,000 in the Rathfryland area on Friday. More than one in four parents reckon their children don't need to be in the classroom 5 days a week. Many adults think the pandemic showed it's not essential for kids to attend every day. And eight more FA Cup ties take place today, with plenty of opportunities for upsets in the third round. Among the games just getting underway, Luton go up against League One side Bolton, while National League Aldershot are at West Brom. Liverpool go to Arsenal in the late game. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hello, hello everyone, and happy new year. Vicky Michelle here with the first Vix Mix of 2024. I'm back from Pantoland, where I've had a brilliant time being absolutely wicked, but more of that later. And of course, the fabulous Paul Golder is here to twiddle the flashing knobs. How are you, Paul?
Hello, Vicky. Yeah, really well. How are you?
What, fabulous as always. Have you been missing me?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
You've got to say that, Paul. it's so good to be back. So, shall we start the new year with some funky sounds? You know I like funky music.
I thought you would, yeah.
So, here we have Funky New Year, the Eagles.
Yeah.
That was Funky New Year, The Eagles, 1978, written by Don Henley and Glenn Frey. I mean, I love great sound, great musicians,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah,
we're repetition.
We're laughing, though. I hope they didn't pay someone for those lyrics, because Funky New Year, Funky
but it
New
was
Year.
Really funky. Yeah, really good. but the Eagles' original members were Glenn Frey, Don Henley, Bernie Leadon, and Randy Meisner. And Glenn Frey and Don Healy were members of Linda Ronstadt's backup band before leaving to form the Eagles.
Yeah,
so they
were
with her first.
Yeah, she was. That's what I think. I think she suggested that they should have their own band as well.
Really?
That's
nice.
I hope she got royalties off that.
Yeah, for sure. And they're currently in the middle of a sellout US tour. And there's a waiting list for tickets.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I mean they're the proper sort of 70s American band, aren't
they?
Really,
still
they're
popular.
Like, yeah, they're massive in the States. They really were
massive. So, what shall I play next? We've got to have a bit of James Brown. Are you ready to boogie? This is Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. Was Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, James Brown, 1965, written by James Brown. I love that song.
Mm.
You were busting some moves there. That wasn't bad. Not bad at all. You're getting
a bit early in the morning,
have
but yeah,
practicing?
We went for it.
While I've been away. He was famed for his outstanding dance moves and was a musical inspiration to numerous performers, including Michael Jackson. But he was also passionate about sport, particularly boxing and baseball, and he was a keen follower of all sports. Mm. And talking about sports, Paul.
Oh, West Ham. Yeah,
I know. You just
forgot, because they're playing in the...
I just said, how's West Ham doing? Paul went, whoa!
Because
and then,
they had a really good Christmas, actually. They beat Arsenal and they beat Manchester United.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Went up to sixth in the league, and they're playing right now. They're playing Bristol City, and with it. Yeah. 1-0.
This is one excited man. So we're going to have a happy show from now on.
Definitely. Well, we'll see how the rest of the
see how the rest
goes,
is.
Yeah.
But when did they score? Fourth minute.
Fourth minute.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay, so well, being as you're so happy, let's play happy. Pharrell Williams. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. Clap along if you That was Happy, Pharrell Williams, 2013, was UK number one, written by Pharrell Williams. And I'm playing this because I'm happy to be back. And Happy New Year, everyone. And have you had any New Year's resolutions, Paul?
Yeah.
What are they?
Eat more yogurt.
Oh, no.
That doesn't seem like a big resolution, but I thought I'm going to go in low this year.
Yeah, because then you might do it.
I think I'm already on the yogurt, so it's good. Yeah. How about you?
Well, I've got this New Year's resolution to get banned the trophy hunting bill passed.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, for goodness sake, 85% of the British public want it passed. Mm. And what happened was there were 60 proposed changes when it went to be voted on. And so they didn't have enough time for all of those points to be debated, so it couldn't go through. So these are the people who are responsible. Lord Benjamin Mancroft.
Mancroft, yeah.
Master of Foxhounds. Used to be the Master of Foxhounds, or is Master of Foxhounds. Lord Bellingham. Who else is there on that list?
We got Lord Howard of Rising.
Yeah.
Lord Ray. Yeah. Lord Swire.
Yeah,
Nicholas Soames as well on there as well.
Why are they allowed to stop this bill? Who are they?
It's deliberate. Yeah, they don't want it stopped.
Yeah, but everyone else does. So even like, because we spoke to most of the people there, that most of the people, but these few have put in, you know, and fox hunting's got to stop. So it's archaic now, so it's got to stop. So
do you think it's time? This is controversial. We didn't rehearse this. Do you think it's time to abolish the House of Lords?
But I like some lords. Some lords are really good. And they can be beneficial in some ways, but, you know, because you can get them on your side and, you know, like in charities and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's quite nice to have a lord, you know, in your charity or whatever.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having lords. But these guys,
you can throw out.
No one's voted for them, and they're deliberately doing things that people don't want.
Mm.
So that doesn't seem right.
That doesn't bode well. Mm. No, and nor should they. If you are talking for the people of the country, and on a poll, 85%, I'd say 90%, but 85% of this country want it banned, and you're going, and you're taking, what, half a dozen people that have put in probably 10 clauses each. I mean, it's just...
Well, the worst thing is...
Hang on, I'm going to growl.
Okay. Well, fox hunting is banned, but people are still going out hunting foxes.
Yep.
And there doesn't seem to be anyone stopping them.
No, and there were two hounds run over. That was, like looking at things, you know, they're getting run over.
Mm.
It's just wrong. Anyway, apart from that, did you know this? Pharrell has had an exceptionally busy year because he was made creative director of Louis Vuitton.
Oh, thank God. Nice. I thought you were going to say he was going fox hunting.
No. But Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
How good is that?
That's
like,
good.
It's Louis Vuitton, but he's a singer. Since last February, so that's really
nice. Obviously, think he's quite stylish.
Absolutely. Well, I love his song. Anyway, I was happy until I talked about that. Hang on, I'm going to do another go.
He needs to have a song called Angry, doesn't he?
Yeah. That'd be good. I could blow both.
Yeah.
Okay, should we have a Frank Sinatra? Because it's New Year, I thought. New York? New York?
New Year, New York.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. Start of it in old New York. If in a city that never sleeps. And find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues, are melting away. I'm gonna make a brand new start of it in old New York. And if I can make it there, I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you.
That was New York, New York, Frank Sinatra, 1980. And I'm playing it also because it would have been Frank Sinatra's birthday on the 12th of December when I was in Panto, when I had my birthday. So guess what birth sign Frank was?
That's got to be Sagittarius.
And what's the best sign for?
Someone tells me it's Sagittarius.
He's got to say that. The song is from the film of the same name, where it was originally performed by Liza Minnelli in 1977. No, Liza did it first. Liza with a... Was it Liza with a Z? Not Liza with a S.
Yeah, with a Z.
With a Z. And Sinatra began performing it at his concerts in 1978. Became his signature tune and was the last hit song he released, although he recorded it several times, including a duet with Tony Bennett. That'd be good. I'll have to play that next time.
Yeah, dig that
him
out.
And Tony, that'd be great. If you just joined us, you're listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Paul Golder. Should we play a Bee Gees? You ready to do a bit of John Travolta? Let's do the moves. Okay, Staying Alive.
Time to make
That was Staying Alive, the Bee Gees, 1977, written by Barry, Robin and Maurice Gibb. It was a UK number one. And I'm playing it for what would have been Robin and Maurice's birthday, which was would have been on the 22nd of December. And Robin used to be a president of the Heritage Foundation when I took over from him. He's such a nice bloke. What a voice as well. First performed in the film Saturday Night Fever. And one of the five songs the Bee Gees wrote specifically for the film. And it was 70s. Well, I've got this link with the 70s, so I don't know when you didn't see it, did you?
No, I missed this. Yeah.
I was just talking to Paul off air and saying, I did this, the 1970s dinner party.
Mm.
So we did it where there was me, Cheryl Baker, Lee John from Imagination, Johnny Ball, Zoe's dad, and yeah, he's brilliant, funny. And it was hosted by Debbie McGee. And Rusty Lee was out.
Right, yeah.
So it was quite mad to start with. And it was all about what was on the menu and what was popular food in the 70s. And so we had cheese and pineapple on sticks.
Oh, no.
I know. But we did have it. Fondue.
Yeah, yeah,
I used to like fondue, cheese fondue.
Mm.
Yeah, so we had that. We had salmon. And so Rusty Lee did a salmon with, like, cucumber all over it.
Right, yeah.
I still do that. But my cucumber was much better than Rusty Lee's. She had a big, chunky cucumber. Mine was thin, looked like scales. And this vegetable salad in aspic.
Oh, God.
Vile.
Yeah, yeah.
And then crepe Suzette for dessert. I don't like pancakes, but anyway, it was okay. But the food, I mean, when you look back, that was so typical of the 70s.
Yeah.
But we did have a laugh because it was like reminiscing about what we were doing then. And you'll have to do it on catch up. I think you can get it on.
Check it out.
Or something. And the wine choice: Matchis Rosé or Liebfraumilch. Which one do you think all of us went for?
Go with the rosé.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. it was screened on the 28th of December, but it was nice, and it was lovely because I know them all. You know, so it was a nice atmosphere when you did. So it was quite a good idea to do that. But I don't remember the vegetable salad in aspic.
I know a lot of people wear aspic, and it was just this horrible jelly that you wouldn't put...
It's jelly. It's like gelatin,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, you wouldn't put it on anything,
it's made from,
really.
Isn't it? Cow's bones and things.
Yeah, yeah, horse's hooves or something. Yeah.
horse's hooves doofers. Oh, dear. So, so you could catch up and see how vile that food was. We had to pretend it was quite nice. It wasn't. It was not nice. Okay. And Rusty Lee is hysterical because she doesn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
Shall we do an Earth, Wind and Fire as well? This is... I think he's a Sagittarian as well.
Oh, another one.
It's all Sagittarians. Who are the best people? Shining star, Earth, Wind and Fire.
Yeah. what your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see, what your life can truly be.
That's so brilliant. Shining Star, Earth, Wind and Fire, 1975, written by Maurice White, Larry Dunn and Philip Bailey from the band. Was a number one in the USA. Early members, Maurice White, Verdeen White, Michael Beale, Leslie Drayton, Wade Flemons, Phillard Williams. Lots of them. But the band is heralded as taking funk music to a new level and always having a positive vibe.
Mm. One of the first funk bands I remember. Yeah,
but they always say that they just want it happy and they want it positive. Mm. That's the Sagittarian. I don't do negative. And young Randy Jackson plays bass on the track.
Oh, pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. And I met up with Maurice Pleasure, who used to play with the band. He was doing a gig at the Pizza Express. So they're all still sort of going. But the current band will be teaming up with Chicago for their 2024 Heart and Soul Tour of America.
Mm.
They're so good.
Should come to Britain, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have they not been recently?
Don't know. Mm.
Yeah, they should. People love them still. And
yeah, because you've got the Eagles doing America, you talked about, and then you've got Earth, Wind & Fire and Chicago, another big band.
Doing America. What a liberty. Why aren't they coming to the UK?
Exactly.
Except we'll have to have a word. Okay, should we play a Shirley Bassey number? This is. So, are you ready to party?
Okay.
Okay, let's get the party started.
We'll be right back.
was Get the Party Started, Shirley Bassey, 2006. Well, she got that party started. Amazing. I mean, she is a superstar. I just love her. I was watching, there was a whole series of shows about her life on last night. And she's done so much. Mm. You know, she actually, Dame Shirley recorded this for a spy-themed Marks and Spencer TV ad. Do you
remember that? Yeah, a few years ago.
Yeah, but the recording went on to become a cult hit with critics claiming that only Dame Shirley could turn an R&B song into a classic Bond theme. I mean, she just does. I mean, that voice is amazing. Yeah. This was Shirley Bassey's 33rd top 50 hit in a 50-year period, a record for a female singer. And I'm also playing it because it was her birthday on the 8th of January. Damn, she's a Capricorn. Just missed the Sagittarius. Also, congratulations to Dame Shirley on being made the 64th member of the Order of the Companions of Honour in the New Year's Honours List.
Yeah, they only have 65 at any one time. So they only create new ones when the old ones die, basically. Pop. Yeah, yeah.
So if someone pops off, you can become one.
Yeah, very exclusive.
Very exclusive. 64th member. So does that mean this one space?
I think there's one vacancy, yeah. So get your CVs in.
The current holders include Sir David Attenborough, Dame Judi Dench, Sir Elton John, Sir Paul McCartney, J.K. Rowling, Sir Ian McLennan and Delia Smith. Yeah, prestigious names. Okay, shall we do it? Oh, got to have another dance then. This is the Isley Brothers. It's Your Thing. Was It's Your Thing, the Isley Brothers, 1969. What makes you think I like funky records?
It's quite funky so far, isn't it?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm stopped. It's my workout. It was written by Ronald Isley, O'Kelly Isley Jr. and Rudolph Isley. It was a UK number 30, but a USA number 1. And the Isley Brothers' first hit after leaving the Motown record label, where they felt overshadowed by the likes of The Temptations, The Four Tops and The Miracles. All big names. Mm. But the Isley Brothers, right, they stood their own. Brilliant. They were originally a gospel group formed in 1954, and they've been performing with different members for over six decades. Their breakthrough hit was Shout in 59.
Mm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I can't. I'm going to play that. Yeah, we'd have to have a look at that.
Mm.
Okay, so I've got a request in from Colin 2401. So Paul has very kindly got this together because we think it's really apt that we lost David's soul this week.
Yeah,
bless him.
Very sad.
I love Starsky and Hutch and everything. Mm. And he was a great singer as well. And he was with my agent. Well, not my agent at the moment, but she used to be my agent, Jean Diamond, and she was really good. And so we went to see him a few times because she handled David. Mm. And he was just a lovely man. And Colin 2401 has asked if we'll play Silver Lady. You've also met him, haven't you?
Yeah. I should point out that I bought this song on 7-inch single. I've still got it.
Oh, Silver brilliant. Lady,
yeah.
Brilliant.
I was pretty young then. But in 2001, Phoenix FM went on the internet full time. And that was quite a big deal back then, because we're talking about over 20 years ago, and I had to get a company to set it up, and you know, like with massive servers and things, and we were the first community station to go on the internet back
then.
So we had a launch party.
Oh my goodness.
And
bit of history here, Paul. I didn't know.
Yeah, we had a few. We had a few sort of like local celebs and things like that. And we knew Martin Bell. This is the BBC war correspondent who became an MP.
All right.
He was standing for Brentwood to try and become the MP in 2001. So we'd done a few interviews for us. So we interviewed all the local MPs and so on. And he said. And he wrote me this letter back on House of Commons letter paper saying, I'd love to come along to your launch. And then he wrote underneath it in his handwriting, might I bring my friend David Soul with me? And it's like, wow, what's going on here? So David Soul has been campaigning with Martin Bell up and down the high streets of Brentwood to try and get him as the MP because they're friends.
Oh.
So he came down to our... Oh, the funny thing, do you remember Starsky and Hutch? Do you remember Huggy Bear?
Yeah.
Antonio Fargas.
Yeah.
He was campaigning with Martin Bell up and down the streets of Brentwood as well.
Brentwood.
I mean, that's so surreal.
That's bizarre.
Thinking about it, yeah. Huggy Bear walking up and down telling him...
With David Soul.
To vote, yeah. Vote for independent, anyway. David came down to our launch party, chatted with everybody. He was really lovely, really, really nice guy.
Because he lived in London, didn't he?
Yeah,
he lived over here.
So a lot of people don't know that. And, he was one of our earliest friends.
Sad loss. But
very.
I don't know how old. He wasn't that old, was he?
80?
Oh, was he?
It might have been, I don't know.
Oh, well. So that was for Colin. Hope you enjoyed...
We haven't played it yet.
Oh, my God, we're talking about it and I haven't even played it. Okay, so the request is Silver Lady.
We'll play it twice.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Drifting, searching, shifting from town to town. Every time I slip and slide a little further down. I can't blame you if you won't take me back. After everything I put you through, but honey, you're my last hope, and who else can I turn to?
Was this
So that was Silver Lady by David Soul, 1977. Sad loss, but he was great, wasn't he?
He was a very talented musician before he became an actor and did Starsky and Hutch and everything. And a lot of the things he did were very tongue-in-cheek as well. And, you know, he was on quite a few comedy programmes in the UK as well. He never took himself too seriously. You know,
which
really,
is nice. Yeah.
Really good guy, yeah.
Nice guy. So shall we play an Elvis Presley number?
Oh, got one last fact about Silver Lady.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was a number one hit.
Yeah.
Knocked Elvis off the top.
No.
Yeah.
And who are we playing next?
We're playing Elvis.
Elvis. Well, that was a nice tie-in, Paul. This is Hound Dog, Elvis Presley.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high.
Was Hound Dog, Elvis Presley. It was a UK number 41. I can't believe it wasn't number one, but a number one in the US.
It might have been that they didn't have a official release, so it was just coming in on the imports.
Ah, right.
So,
that's
and then
why.
That's what happens sometimes. Today,
but
yeah.
Did you know Elvis is going to be given the Avatar treatment?
Oh,
you know,
right.
You know what they've done with ABBA?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're doing an Elvis that will be great.
Mm.
I mean, he is a brilliant performer. I'd go and see that.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Immersive concert experience is coming to London with an AI version of the King of Rock and Roll performing on stage. It's coming in November 2024.
Mm.
And the show's premiering in London and is to be called Elvis Evolution. And it's going to use AI holographic technology, including life-sized holographic images of Elvis as well as clips of home movie footage. Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Mm.
I think that would be really interesting to see that, because he was such a great performer. And David Soul knocked him off the charts. What was the song?
It was Way Down, because after Elvis died, his song went back up. It was his current release, and it went back up to the top of the charts. So it was there for a few weeks, and then David Soul knocked him off in October, I think it was. Yeah.
Could you, David Soul knocking Elvis Presley?
Superstars.
Superstars. That's what it is. Okay. This is just because I was looking for something, because I did a Two Ronnies sort of show, and I was looking for something that they'd sung or something, and then this is the Aldershot Brass Ensemble on the Two Ronnies in 1971. So shall we listen to it?
Yeah,
it's fun.
Thank you. ask yourself, don't ask me. Mavis put me on a diet. She says, if me tongue gets bigger, she'll be too fat to reach the drum jack. And lots of other things as well. Your love life, Jack, full of the joys of spring, mate. Is it still that 6 foot brunette, the one with the enormous? Her name is Mary Jane. She works at the mattress factory. She says that life like a bed is what you make it, as long as you take it lying down. Where did you get that hat?
I got it from the stores. Isn't it a little one? I think it must be yours.
I have got a big one.
I'm quite sure of that.
My flaming head.
And I didn't mean your head.
Was the Aldershot Brass Ensemble on the Two Ronnies in 1971. They were just so funny. Mm. And I just did this this show. It was on Channel 5. It was a doco about Ronnie Corbett, my 30 funniest moments. It was on Boxing Day, and they repeated it last Saturday. And it's always a joy to talk about the Ronnies, and because they were just such lovely people, yeah, and so talented. The show also featured Sue Pollard, my mate Chappie, of course, Sandy, Nina Wadia and Claire Nielsen. And I actually worked with the Two Ronnies from 1976 to 1981 on 5 series. And one sketch, my sister Anne was in, and she was used in the show. And then she worked with them from 1983 to 1986. Basically, she put me out of work. Thanks, Anne. So Annie did the next lot. Actually, there's some really good... I think they did a send-up of the Professionals.
Oh,
she was in
that.
That was really good. She was in that. It was really good.
Wasn't one of your... Because you were in the Professionals as well. But was it Anne who was in the Professionals as well? In the actual real Professionals? One of your sisters was, wasn't it?
I was in the Professionals.
Yeah.
The real Professionals.
I'm thinking that Anne was in one of the episodes as well.
Yeah, she might have done that as well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We did. We worked together. We always thought if we went for the auditions and one of us got it, it's better than neither of us getting it. So, so that was, And she's great, and she's still working and doing some great books. She's writing some great books at the moment. The clips on the show of the Two Ronnies was The Four Candles. I love that sketch.
Yeah.
Four candles. I love that.
Do you know, there's a couple of hardware shops in Essex, Cockershall, and that area that are called Four Candles.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I mean, it will never be forgotten because it's hysterical. Yeah. Was it Ronnie Barker that came up with that idea?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Genius. Just genius. But the Aldershot Brass Ensemble, not a lot of people know this. My best Michael Caine. Are also famed for appearing on the Oh Happy Band, which was a sitcom Jeremy Lloyd and David Croft wrote.
Yeah.
So, which leads me into what's on tonight, Paul.
Oh, is this some other sitcom that he might have written? It's got to be. Hello, hello.
Yeah. 4 episodes, not 3.
Wow.
4 episodes on Yesterday Channel tonight from 8 p.m. Oh, these are good. A Winkle in Time. Oh, that is it. Was it von Schmalhausen? Get your vonkles here. He's talking winkles. Vonkles. The Rescue of Frau Kinkenrotten. Oh, my God, that was Gordon dressed up, I think, in suspenders and stockings. Not a pretty sight. The Camera in the Potato. Oh, my goodness, I went to a thing. Someone had The Camera in the Potato. I think it was Charles Garland worked, and he had the camera.
Oh.
And I think someone, he auctioned it, and it raised loads of money.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and dinner with the general. Not sure whether that's the one where you got the chicken on the helmet. Anyway, all of those are really good. Yeah, we'll be watching those tonight. And also I've got Hello, Hello Birthdays. Richard Gibson, it was his birthday on the 1st of Jan. Arthur Boston.